Poor England, in thy sorrows this many a year has caused in thy mind a suspicion of fear, dreading that thou should be brought very low. But be of good comfort, it may not be so. We have a good God that still doth provide. If we do but serve him, he will be our guide. We need not to fear that our foes can devour. They can do no more than the Lord gives them power. What though the times they be never so bad, yet be of good comfort and look not so sad. For every sorrow will sure have an end, if thou dost endeavor to make him thy friend. Who certainly will provide for the just, in troubles and sorrows thou still shalt be blessed. Thou needst not to fear the fierce rage of thy foes, nor yet in the least be discomposed. Every morsel of bread thou dost eat, if thou art contented, be sure it is sweet. 'Tis better to thee than the miser's great store. Though he hath abundance, yet still he is poor. His covetous heart is his heaven for gold, and's never at quiet, though he doth behold a sufficient supply for many a year. Yet he is possessed with a poverty fear. Why should we encumber ourselves with such care, to distract our wits or to live in despair? What though thy condition be never so mean, if there be content there will comfort be seen. 'Tis certain we have not long for to stay, death doth approach and our lives doth decay. Then blessed is he that doth lie down in peace, his sorrows doth end and his joys will increase. Why should we distrust in his mercies at all? We see that his bountiful hand is to all. We find that he hath a regard for the poor, and feed them with bread from a plentiful store. And though thou art cast into prison for debt, yet be of good cheer, in the least do not fret. For thou shalt have food for to nourish thy life, and God will provide for thy children and wife. Some men are complaining that trading is dead, but blessed be God, there is plenty of bread. The earth in abundance brings forth her increase. Can we be but thankful and rest here in peace? We have no just cause to grieve and repine. Rely upon him who is so divine. For sure he is able to always provide for thee and for me and the whole world beside. Great persons that go so gallant and fine, that hath in their pockets great plenty of coin, yet still they have troubles we daily do see. On this side the grave there is no man is free. An extravagant son may waste an estate, which may to his father much sorrow create. There is this way and likewise many ways more, that rich man hath troubles as well as the poor. Then let us prepare for the hour of death. 'Tis certain we must surrender our breath. For whether thou art prepared or no, death will thee arrest, thou must certainly go. Then set not thy heart on things here below, for riches doth often thy mind overthrow. For better it is to live mean and upright, than to have great plenty to ruin us quite. Alas, in this life is trouble and pain. Let's keep a good conscience that we may obtain the joys of heaven, likewise perfect peace, and then all the cares of the world it will cease. That man that doth live and die in the Lord shall certainly then receive his reward, for death shall appear like a stingless friend and lead him to joys which shall never have end. All you that have heard these words now of me, I wish they may prove an advantage to thee, to bear us thy spirits in sorrow and care, and keep thee from every thought of despair. Then may we have comfort and joy to the end, as knowing that God will still be our friend. For he in his mercies will still us defend, and be our safeguard even to our life's end.